Hi, my name's Daisy Voss and I work with angels. I'm known as an angelologist, a bit like an energist, as Amanda is, but I work with angels and I work with the angels of the Elohim, the Omnipheme, the Seraphim, the Cherubim and the angels of awakening and many more angelic realms. Did you know there were more than one angelic realm? Not a lot of people do, and that's why I love the work that I do, because one day you can be talking to Archangel Michael and another day you can be talking to Archangel Zadkiel. And so all these angels, they have different qualities and they have different personalities and they do different things and they can give you different kinds of guidance as well. So that's what I'm going to do, is introduce you to these seven archangels one by one so that you can really get to know them and love them as much as I do. I'm standing in for Amanda while she is away again on her wonderful travels. So I'm going to spend the time talking to you about the angels of awakening and the angels of the Elohim. And I'd love to hear your angel stories. So do please contact me either through the email or on my website. And my email address is info@daisyfoss.com, and that's the same as my website, daisyfoss.com. Simple, isn't it? I do try and keep things simple. They're not always easy, but we do try to keep them simple. Today I'm going to introduce you to Archangel Raphael, this beautiful archangel who is the archangel of wisdom and beautification. He is so stunning to look at, so incredible to be around. He emanates the Christ light, the light of wisdom of Christ. And his name is Beauty of God. Beautiful being, this amazing, wonderful, patient and understanding of all the archangels. He really is the patron of artists, and he brings that creativity and that wisdom out through the work of artists, whether that's a musician or a writer or a painter, somebody that works with anything creative. His colours are yellow. He came in through the yellow ray, and also very dark pink. And he really does bring this quality of wisdom and illumination. And the element is sense, your senses. And where his energy flows is through from the head, from the crown chakra. So all of the energies of Archangel Raphael, Beauty of God, you can tell that he's around often by flashing lights, by seeing, I see them in sort of golden flashes or really diamond white light, or even the blue Christed light colour, you know, that beautiful sky blue just flashes in front of you and then I know he's there. His crystals, oh, he's got some amazing crystals, in particular pink tourmaline, topaz, honey calcite, yellow fluorite and lemon quartz, and he does love an aquamarine or two as well. So Archangel Raphael, he brings you the incredible qualities of clarity. He helps you to make decisions and he helps you to find relief from exhaustion. You know, when you're absolutely at the end of your tether, call in Archangel Raphael. He helps you with fear and panic. He brings his wisdom into a situation where there's fear and panic. And he also can bring about a sharper memory and enhance your concentration when you really need it. So if you're doing any exams or anything like that, accounts or anything, ask Archangel Raphael to help you. He really does help with any kind of tiredness or, you know, that feeling of being sick and tired, then invite Archangel Raphael in to help to release any lethargy or any feelings of just not being able to go on any further. Call him in, Archangel Raphael. his favourite day of the week is Sunday. So, you know, a good day to look after yourself and beautify yourself. And it's not just the outside, you know, like the egoic way of being. It's also the beautifying on the inside. It's looking at nature. This is where Archangel Raphael is at his best. It's in nature. And the gifts that he brings through nature are the beauty of nature. When you really look at a flower and you really see the flower, you see the petals, you see the stamen, you see all parts of the flower, the leaves and the smell, and in some cases the taste as well. So Archangel Raphael is there for you. I've called him in when I need to clear my space. I call him in to clear myself anytime my energy is overwhelmed or overwhelming, because sometimes that can happen. So you call him in to clear the space and bring back that Christed energy into your home, your bedroom or your living room and or the kitchen, anywhere where there is a build-up of excessive energy. He will come in and he will clear. But he's different from Archangel Michael. Archangel Raphael, he's really slow, he's really precise, and it's the whole job, not just the little part of a job. Whereas Archangel Michael will come in with a whoosh and just literally cut the cords, clear the space, and then you have to clear up after him. But with Archangel Raphael, he actually does the clearing up with you, helps you to really, really engage in that space. I remember once I was looking at my office and all the piles of paper. I had just got out of control, and I looked at them and I thought, oh, I can't do it now. I really can't. I'm so tired. I'm not going to do it now. I'll do it later, another day. And of course it got bigger, the pile. Oh, I'm going to do it another day. And this particular day I had been working with all the archangels of the Elohim, and in particular this beautiful yellow wise angel of our beauty. And I walked into my office and I went, oh God, I suppose I really must do it, but I just can't do it again today. I've had such a day of it. It's been amazing working with the angels. And I turned, and as I turned, I did that sort of flick, you know, when you turn in a, just walking out and turns very quickly. As I did, the jacket that I was wearing caught one of those ring binders on the bottom of the pile, and the whole desk just fell on the floor. It wasn't just one pile, it was like four or five piles. The whole thing just disappeared onto the floor. And so I had no choice. It wasn't just a case of tidying the bit that fell over. I had to clean the whole of the office, because Archangel Raphael was with me. And I just giggled. And of course, in future, when I've called him in, I've been really specific. Please just do this room. If we start, I don't really want to do the whole of the house. Just let's beautify, let's clear the energy, let's get this room cleared, and then we can do another room another day. And of course, it doesn't happen like that. We go through the whole house like a dose of salts. It's wonderful. Archangel Raphael's wisdom. If you're doing any kind of spiritual work, it's bright yellow, golden light, the golden light of the Christ. And this light comes in and it can activate your keys, your codes. It can activate any symbols that you have. They enhance them. And so it is quite an incredible experience working with Archangel Raphael, this wonderful keeper of the flame of wisdom. So here is some music from Paul Foss, my wonderful husband, the music of the Crystal Sound Healing Temple. Welcome back. My name's Daisy Foss, and I'm here to talk to you about the angels of the Elohim, the angels of awakening. Archangel Raphael, he's often thought of as a woman because he has such beautiful divine feminine energy, because he's so soft and so sweet. But he is actually really, really strong, really masculine. It's his female Achaia that you can feel, that you can see around him. His Achaia, his twin flame, is Lady Christine, follower of Christ. Oh my goodness, she is incredible. She is so beautiful. And this energy is entwined, this golden duo, this beautiful angel, these serene angels hold the frequency of the golden ray of Christ, and they are the keepers of the flame of wisdom, working together, opening up and attuning your crown to receive the divine teachings of Christ. And this beautiful being of light who prepares you for your spiritual enlightenment, and she attunes you just like she's done with many great masters before. She'll attune your energy field to the highest possible frequency that she can. When we talk about the Christed light, we're meaning the light of the divine. This is not light from Jesus Christ, but light from the divine. Some say it's the ascended master Maitreya. Some say it's directly from source. I know which one I prefer. This Christed light is the highest level of attunement that you can receive. And of course, your Christed consciousness chakra is the one closest to the great central sun. So when you are tuning to the highest frequencies, the highest of all light, you're calling in this energy, and it really does flow through your body and flow through your chakras, and it comes from your root chakra up through your caduceus like two snakes, like two energy fields flowing through your kundalini from your root to your third eye and then through to your crown. And this is an attunement. This is what happens when you are really working on your inner spiritual connections with the divine. Lady Christine and Archangel Raphael work together as an amazing couple, the divine masculine and the divine feminine working together as one. And Lady Christine has been designated to help all of humanity to achieve beautiful and positive thoughts, to be present fully in the moment, and showing you how to attain these spiritual attunements to actually being your own authentic self, your true self to you. She is often, the energy is thought of as being close to that of Mary Magdalene, and Lady Christine has a huge gold and yellow aura that emanates around her like rays of the sun, and she always greets you with that beautiful smile, very, very enduring. So the crystals that Archangel Christina, Lady Christina, the goddess of the follower of Christ, the ones that she likes are very similar to the same ones that Archangel Raphael uses, and it's the clear quartz, the rose quartz, and of course the smoky quartzes, especially a golden healer quartz, azurite or aquamarine, selenite or healer's gold. And these crystals can be worn, or they can be around you or on your altar, wherever. If you want to know more about the crystals and more about Lady Christine, then you can have a look on my website, which is daisyfoss.com, or you can have a look at my friend Claire Stone's incredible book, The Female Archangels. It's wonderful, how to reclaim your power with the lost teachings of the divine feminine. I've read it over and over again, and I have also made the Crystal Sound Healing Temple series so that you can really connect to these angels, both the male and the female, or aspects of these incredibly awesome and really strong archangels of the Elohim. They're here to help. They're here to assist. And there are many ways that you can connect with both Archangel Raphael, the beauty of God, being the Archangel of Patience. You can really connect to them both through being in your true authentic self, being as positive as you can, making the most of connecting with nature, walking in nature, being in nature, because that's where the divine hangs out. It hangs out in the woods, it hangs out on the beaches, it hangs out by the seaside, it hangs out wherever you really feel that connection to the animals. I remember going horse riding once and just thinking, this is absolutely at one with nature. Can feel the horse, can see what's all around me, can feel the rhythm of being at one with nature. And that wisdom, that strength of being, that slowness, that rhythm of being in with the rhythm of the universe, absolutely beautiful. And when you listen to Paul's music, you can hear that wisdom, that creativity. And the crystal sound meditation, the guided meditations, really take you through the individual crystal temples of each of the archangels of the Elohim, both Archangel Raphael and Archangel Lady Christine. We're just going to have a few words from our sponsors and look forward to speaking to you when you come back.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. This is Daisy Foss on UK Health Radio. I'm going to talk to you now about the final archangel in our series. I hope you've enjoyed them. We started off with Michael, then Raphael, Gabriel, Uriel, Shamuel, and now Zadkiel. And, oh, I forgot Jophiel. Raphael and Zadkiel. And these seven archangels, they are incredible. They work throughout your whole body, through every one of your chakras. They each have a planet and they each work together along with their Achaias, the lady archangels. And so you can learn a lot more about these on my website. That's on daisyfoss.com. And I've really enjoyed telling you and introducing you to these archangels and their ladies. They are such fun to work with. So I do hope that you have enjoyed it. And if you'd like to know more, do let me know. Drop me a line or send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. So what do we know about Archangel Zadkiel? He is the archangel of transformation. Transformation and clarity. And this beautiful archangel is called Archangel Zadkiel, Righteousness of God. He helps you to make right decisions, to make the right choices, and to be just and fair. And he will encourage you to remain distant from temptations of all kinds of pleasures, especially sensory ones, including food, sex, alcohol, or anything in excess, those cream buns, etc., or that extra pint. He is absolutely wonderful. He brings you clarity. He brings you mental focus and helps you to really integrate and transmute anything that's really needing to integrate easily. He has quick thinking and gives you a sharp mind. All these gifts are there for you just to ask for. He will bestow them on you with ease and with grace anytime. Along with Archangel Michael, Archangel Zadkiel is also on the karmic board. He's one of the angels of justice and freedom and can be called upon to support you in court whenever you have a dispute or any meeting that you need help with. If you feel that you're being unfairly treated, just like Archangel Michael, Archangel Zadkiel will come to you to help. You just have to ask these angels and they'll be there in the flash of an eyelash. His element is mercy, and mercy is forgiveness, unconditional. And it's mercy for you and for others because he is the angel of compassion and forgiveness, the righteousness of God. He transmutes through his amazing violet ray, the violet flame of transmutation, and transfers this energy back to source. So the violet ray and the deep indigo blue are the colours of this magnificent archangel, Archangel Zadkiel. The symbol that he uses is light language and crystals. So if you've never heard light language, it is fabulous. Some people call it the sound of the angels. Some people call it gobbledygook. Like my mum, she always used to say, what's that gobbledygook? But it really is the sound of the angels, the sound of light, the universal light language that comes through all the planets. Every angelic realm has a language of light and every planet has a language of light. So if you hear it or if you feel that it's just arising, you want to make these sounds, then do so. Sound healing is absolutely wonderful. And if you do this on a Saturday, this is the day that Archangel Zadkiel really loves to work through the crystals, through the light language. The best crystals to use when working with Archangel Zadkiel are lapis lazuli, that's his favourite, amethyst, for reasons that you'll find out in a minute, it's at the end of this show, sugarlite, purpleite, chararite, azurite, lyolite, labradorite, oh that's Merlin stone, and coverlite. These are all crystals that Archangel Zadkiel loves to work with, and these are the crystals that can be found in the Crystal Sound Healing Temple series of music that Paul and I have made. And Archangel Zadkiel's is all about the blues, purples, right through the spectrum, from the deep purples right through to the lilacs, right up until the brightest, lightest lilac. And when you're listening to the Crystal Sound Healing Temple music or the guided meditation that we have on my website, you're really in the energy of Archangel Zadkiel and his Lady Achaia, and this can help you to really engage with these archangels and pick up your gifts, pick up your treasures, and if you need to leave anything behind or need to get rid of or release any negative energy or any entities or anything that you feel like is hanging on to you, then by immersing yourself in these Crystal Sound Healing Temples, this music, this CD, which we're going to play in a minute, so just the music, not the guided meditation, because you'd go to sleep, because that's what happens in the guided meditation. You literally go off into your realm where the angels can send you healing. Somebody's been listening to these last few weeks and they said every time I get to a certain point I just zonk out, and I said that's because the angels are healing you there. So if you've zonked out today, don't worry, it's because you're being healed by Archangel Zadkiel, transforming, transmuting anything that's less than love, just dissolving it, resolving it and releasing it back to source. How lovely is that? And we didn't even know that was going to happen, so there you go, just an extra gift from Archangel Zadkiel. He's the angel of mercy, benevolence and love, and he helps you to feel amazing towards yourself with forgiveness and compassion, and wants you to help other people all along the way. So let's just have a break now and listen to just the sounds, the music from the Crystal Sound Healing Temple series from Paul Foss. Yeah, he is my husband. He's a beautiful, gorgeous man. you enjoy that? It's wonderful, isn't it? Just to have a few minutes to yourself, just to close your eyes and just be. Whether that's when you see 11:11 on the clock, or 2:22, or in the case of Archangel Zadkiel, 999, that's his number. And you can really stop and be in this space of love, just connecting with you. It's so beautiful and so refreshing if you can do that every hour on the hour, at least once or twice. Earlier on in the show, I giggled when I was explaining to you the crystals that Archangel Zadkiel liked the most. And when we got to amethyst, that's because his twin flame is Lady Akaya, Lady Amethyst, known as the Holy Amethyst. She is absolutely phenomenal. And she is the Archaia of the Violet Diamond Light of Alchemy and Transmutation. And so she is the one that comes and helps you to really dissolve and resolve with ease and with grace, and clears anything that is not of your highest vibration. I see her as a beautiful being of light that is completely radiating these violet, indigo, purple, this lavender, lilac, all the shades in her hair, in her robes, and in her wings. She is just pulsating this violet light, and she pulsates silver strands of energy out from her heart as if they are flying out, flashing out through her whole body, rippling into her sphere, and the energy settles upon her huge aura, creating the most beautiful tapestry of light you've ever seen. Yes. And on her chest, she has around her a beautiful amethyst that hangs over her heart. I had a big amethyst slice that had some agate in the centre, and I wore amethyst slice over my heart for nearly 4 or 5 years at the Daisy Centre, and it was protection. And this violet, indigo, purple, lilac light radiating out. And this is how the Lady Akaya, Holy Amethyst, helps you to transform, transmute, and to bring that highest vibration. She's so soft. And in the tarot deck, she would be known as the High Priestess because of her wisdom, her alchemy. She is amazing. She helps you to clear the energy of lower frequencies, clearing all past life residues. These are also the same qualities that Zadkiel can give you, by clearing your ancestral karma, developing your psychic gifts, enhancing your intuition, being honest, accessing wisdom from higher dimensions. Both of these archangels, Archangel Zadkiel and Holy Amethyst, help to alchemize your mind, body, and your spirit. And of course, they balance your third eye chakra and help you to see tasks to the end, healing all of your addictions and increasing your listening skills, those inner listening skills that come from you knowing you. Lady Holy Amethyst, animal totem are snakes and scarabs. And they both symbolize spiritual arising. Of course, the snake loses its skin and steps out of the old skin. And that's what Lady Akaya and Archangel Zadkiel help you to do. Because when you are calling them in, when you are bathed in their light, they transform, they transmute through this violet, indigo, purple, ultraviolet light. This amazing purification takes place. And the herbs that you would use with this archangel are lavender and African violets, both flowers of purification. So what are the crystals that this amazing archangel uses to clear and to transform? They are obviously amethyst. And amethyst, for those who don't know, is purple. It's all the shades of purple. You can get very, very light amethyst, and you can get very, very deep purple amethyst. And if you heat amethyst, it becomes ametrine. And if you heat it even more, it becomes citrine. And both of the amethyst and the citrine are emanating this light of transformation. Lapis lazuli is the crystal of the throat, and the Herkimer diamond is of the highest vibrational light. The Herkimer diamond is able to transform to the highest vibrations and frequencies. A lavender agate and a spirit quartz, and of course fluorite, all the colours of purple, are these crystals that you can either wear or you can have on your altar. I was thinking about it the other day, and I have been wearing amethyst now for over 20 years, either in earrings or in my winged necklace or as a big pendant over my heart. I feel very safe with amethyst. I know that the energy of Lady Akaya, Holy Amethyst, and Zadkiel are there to help, and also Archangel Michael. And Holy Amethyst works with Michael on many levels, bringing in the higher vibrational energy to clear after he has cut and dissolved and resolved. And she works also with the Ascended Master Saint Germain and Lady Portia, again a couple who work together as one. And as Lady Portia and the Ascended Master Saint Germain using this violet flame, you can use it too. Just close your eyes and imagine that you are surrounded by violet, indigo, purple, or the soft sweet lilac of Lady Holy Amethyst. Merlin also uses the colour purple for transformation, transmutation, demanifesting, disentangling. Merlin is also an ascended master, and Merlin is very associated with Saint Germain and Archangel Zadkiel and Lady Amethyst, Holy Amethyst. They all work together as a team. So whenever you're wanting to transform, transmute, whenever you're wanting to bring mercy into a situation, whether you're wanting to change a situation, then bring in this team of archangels. They will help you. You just have to ask. We're just going to have a few words from our sponsors, and look forward to speaking to you when you come back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
We all work in teams one way or another, and I want to thank Amanda for allowing me to be part of her team and the team on UK Health Radio. I've loved these past few weeks and really enjoyed making these shows. I just hope that you've enjoyed listening to them too. I want to thank the angels who've been with me all the time I've been making these shows. And I'd also like to thank Claire Stone for her wonderful book, Female Archangels. I've quoted from it many times during the last few weeks because it's so concise. It talks to you absolutely honestly and has some incredible exercises in there too. So thank you, Claire, for the Female Archangels, How to Reclaim Your Power with the Lost Teachings of the Divine Feminine. And of course, that goes together with all of the energy of the divine masculine. They are as one, one love, one heart, one breath, as one, as we all are. I do hope you've enjoyed this show, and I'm just going to go through the archangels one by one. They will be showing you and bringing their healing quality. So after listening to me, I do hope you feel a little better. The healing grid is there whilst we are talking. So you should have lifted your spirits, ready for the rest of the day. If you're looking for a healing session, we do those online on Zoom or WhatsApp or even in person if you're in London. So it'd be lovely to meet you. So with no further ado, I'd like to thank you so much for listening. And it's been a pleasure. I love doing this. So I look forward to hearing from you soon. My name's Daisy Foss, and you can find me on daisyfoss.com. I'm on all the socials. That's Daisy Foss on Facebook. I've got an X account. Woohoo! I always think that looks like a kiss, don't you? And I like to think that way anyway. And I've also got Daisy Foss Global and Angels of Awakening on Facebook and Instagram. It's Daisy.Foss. I love my Instagram page. It's such good fun. And also TikTok. My grandson got me to do that. I love it. So all the socials, I look forward to seeing you. I have an 11:11 live broadcast on Facebook on Wednesdays, which I'd love you to have a look at as well. My name is Daisy Foss, and thank you so much for listening to me. I've really enjoyed standing in for Amanda, who's on her travels, and can't wait to hear what she's been up to when she gets back. So I really look forward to hearing from you. And if you've enjoyed this, please contact me or write a comment so that we know that you're enjoying it. Lots of love from me, from my heart to yours. Big angelic hug from me, Daisy Foss.